the UHI tradition of Art in the Dark, the night before Arts Fest, returned in full force on Wednesday, February 23rd, with students performing on everything from drums to electric bass for 3 full hours from start to close. However, most students only get to see the performer's final product, not all of the work going on behind the scenes. These student performers prepare in a variety of ways, all with the hopes of putting on a polished show for their peers. Not only have they been practicing for the past couple of weeks, they've put years into mastering their instruments. Junior Elon Nevo has been playing the guitar for many years. Prior to attending lab, he attended what he calls a music first school. Missing this heavy focus on music, he was excited to learn about the opportunity to perform at Art in the Dark at lab.
Kennedy messaged me on Instagram. This school is not like a music first school, and I used to go to a music first school, so that was kind of weird. And that's it, basically.
All right. Thank you.
Signing up to play was only the first step. As part of a group performance, Elon and Kennedy struggled to find a time and place to rehearse.
Well, it was hard to find time to rehearse.
There was also the challenge of finding the correct musicians to play a piece. Junior Camille Bryant, who hasn't played the drums in a couple of years, happily returned to accompany her friends Kennedy and Elon.
I play the drums. I've been playing them like with in band or like with lessons since I was in sixth grade, but like unofficially with my family since I was like 4. I'm not great at it, but it's something I at least enjoy doing. I haven't been able to play for a while, and so being able to play with my friends in front of my peers, I took the opportunity to do so. So, yeah.
While some groups were formed well ahead of time, other performers were asked to perform at the last minute, meaning they had to scramble to learn the music quickly. Senior Brandon Bousquet joined Kennedy, Elon, and Camille's group to play the bass guitar, and just 2 hours before the event was still unsure what songs they would be playing.
So, by myself, I probably will be performing Let Her Go by Passenger. I'm not sure if I'll be doing another one. That just depends on how the next 2.5 hours goes.
Despite this, Brandon was still relatively calm for his performance.
You know, it's for fun, so I'm just going to try and do my best to have fun.
This sentiment was echoed by other performers, such as senior Tag Singh.
As a senior, I don't care much what other people think of me anymore, so I'm not too nervous, but I'd like not to mess up.
Tag has been performing at Art in the Dark since freshman year and is always excited to share his music with his peers.
An and I have performed in Art in the Dark ever since my freshman year, and I've always accompanied her while she sings, and she asked me to do it again this year, and it's a really fun experience, so I said yeah.
Screams and shouts echo across the cafeteria as students cheer for their friends as they walk to and from the mics. Another Art in the Dark comes to an end as the bright fluorescent cafeteria lights flip back on. Reporting for the UHI Midway, I'm Anathea Kerrigan.